Chapter 5. Return on Investment. Bang for the Buck. Many studies have been done indicating the value of investment in early childhood learning. The following pages are an overview of several important studies reviewed by Art Rolnick's article in the March 2003 Fed Gazette. Quote, Perry School participants were less likely to be placed in a special education program and had a significantly higher average achievement score at age 14 than non-participants. Over 65% of program participants graduated from regular high school, compared with 45% of non-participants. At age 27, four times as many program participants as non-participants earned $2,000 or more per month. And only one-fifth as many program participants as non-participants were arrested five or more times by age 27. The Syracuse preschool program provided support for disadvantaged children from prenatal care through age 5. 10 years later, problems with probation and criminal offenses were 70% less among participants compared with a control group. Abecedarian Project in North Carolina, which provided children from low-income families a full-time, high-quality educational experience from infancy through age 5, academic achievement in both reading and math was higher for program participants relative to non-participants into young adulthood. Furthermore, participants had fewer incidences of grade retention and special education placements by age 15. The High Scope study conducted a benefit-cost analysis by converting the benefits and cost found in the study into monetary values in constant $1,992, discounted annually at 3%. The researchers found that for every dollar invested in the program during the early 1960s, over $8 in benefits were returned to the program participants and society as a whole. We estimate the real internal rate of return for the Perry School program at 16%. Real indicates that the rate of return is adjusted for inflation. This analysis suggests that early childhood development is underfunded. Otherwise, the internal rate of return on an early childhood development program would be comparable to other public investments. On the other hand, the High Scope study may understate the results we could achieve today. First, the High Scope study doesn't measure positive effects on children born to participant families after the study period. The knowledge gained by parents participating in the program likely transferred to their younger children. Second, the study may further understate the effects because it doesn't take into account effects on future generations. With increased education and earnings, participants' children would be less likely to commit crime and more likely to achieve higher levels of education and income than if their parents hadn't attended the Perry School program. A chain of poverty may have been broken. The returns to early childhood development programs are especially high when placed next to other spending by governments made in the name of economic development. Yet early childhood development programs are rarely considered as an economic development measure. Author's comment. Mr. Rolnick goes on to explain that most revenue bonding and public investment strategies return under 7%, and that if we were to simply recognize the real value of early childhood programs, we would get a better value for our investment. He also points out that even the $8 to $16 cost-to-benefit ratio per dollar spent does not include the incalculable value of breaking the cycle of crime and violence within each of these families. Once a child leaves the treadmill of crime, drugs, violence, teen pregnancy, and institutionalization, future generations of that child's progeny come with him or her. This has a very real value, or a very real cost if not valued. Call to action. Look for reports or studies on how much your community spends on early childhood programs. Gain an understanding of the economic arguments for educating and saving children. Watch for budget cuts, and let your representatives know that saving money by cutting early childhood programs is a false savings, as well as unethical legislative stewardship. Educate the people in your immediate circle of influence about the value of early childhood programs.